all the private cases today so far. First name Yannick, Y-A-N-I-C-K, last name C-O-M-E-A-U. Subjective, right shoulder pain, left shoulder pain, right knee pain, low back pain. She's currently not working. Parietal wrist pain, parietal carpal syndrome. Review of record, MRI of the lower spine, 110-13. Mild subluxation of L5-S1, degenerative changes at L4-5, degenerative changes at L5-S1. MRI of the right shoulder, also performed had on 123-13. Both MRIs performed at Main Street Radiology, reportedly showing full thickness supraspinatus tendon tear, glenohumeral osteophytes, subchondral cyst. Objective, right shoulder is tender, impingement and positive, capital positive, range of motion about 100 degrees, inflection and abduction, passively about 115 degrees, external rotation limited. Paragraph lumbar sacral and standard with possible spasm regarding a painful limb range of motion. Assessment, work related injury, right shoulder pain, low back pain, right knee pain, left shoulder pain, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Plan, referral to a orthopedic surgeon regarding right shoulder. Physical therapy, temporary totally disabled. Request pre-authorization for the physical therapy. Next one, first name Andrew, last name Steele, S-T-E-E-L-E. It's a brief note, he's seen for follow-up. He's scheduled to go for surgery of the left CTR and left cubital tunnel syndrome. Surgery scheduled 2-4. A new EMG NCV study has been approved. We're going to contact One Call Medical to schedule him, preferably prior to the surgical intervention. Physical therapy, pre- and post-operative, mainly post-operative. Request pre-authorization of physical therapy post-operative. Next one, first name Maria, last name Vera, V-E-R-A, date of accident September 6, 12. Subjective right shoulder pain and crepitus. MR of the right shoulder performed on 10-11-12 performed at Apollo, showing partial tear of the distal supraspinatus tendon, joint space narrowing, slight pace effusion, hypertrophic changes of AC joint. Plan, referral to Dr. Dines physical therapy, D-I-V-N-E-S. Next one. First name Maria, last name Vera, V-E-R-A, date of accident same, 8-14-12, left shoulder pain, low back pain, treating with Dr. Lee for the low back. Left shoulder status post arthroscopic surgery, still having significant stiffness. Objective left shoulder, heel mark of the surgical intervention, abduction and flexion is above 100 degrees past actively and about 115 to 120 degrees passively. External rotation is limited. Cannot hold her left arm. Assessment, left shoulder weakness, status post surgery / adhesive capsulitis. Plan, she needs continuous rehab of the to the left shoulder. Carriers being requested to be authorized physical therapy to the left shoulder. First name Julian, J-U-L-I-A-N-N-E, last name Garris, G-E-R-R-I-S-H. She's date of accident 12-7-11, WCB case number G-051-8348, employer, New York City Fire Department. Carry case number 0057-11-96738. Subjective right wrist thumb pain.
Hello? No, it's all over my... Okay, but I guess Saturday coming down to council Sunday, my daughter. Okay. All right.
The MRI, the wrist performed on 4/26/12, partial thickness intersubstance split attenuation, tear of the extensor tendon at the first extensor compartment, mild extensor tenosynovitis, focal intersubstance partial thickness split / attenuation, tear of the extensor carpi ulnaris tendon. This was done at Main Street Radiology. There was also evidence of decurvent tenosynovitis of the first compartment on the electrodiagnostic studies, on the ultrasound examination. Paragraph, she's back to work, she's doesn't want any other intervention, including physical intervention, her left, correction, right, wrist and thumb injuries, I'm unable to describe, due loss evaluation, SLE was done, it was done with the the help of goniometer, active assisted range of motion was done. Impairment guidelines 2012 was utilized, and findings are as following. Here's paragraph. The dorsiflexion is 65/70 degrees. Palmar flexion is 65/80 degrees. Ulnar deviation 25/30 degrees. Radial deviation 20/20 degrees. Period paragraph. This is about 15% SLU of the right wrist on the basis of above. No other intervention is needed. Next one. First of Griselda, GRISELDA, last name Arias, ARIAS. Brief note, she's seen for follow-up. She advised me that the carrier has approved her surgery for the right knee and also intervention pain procedures. She's going to schedule with Dr. Diwan, D-I-W-A-N, and Dr. Kogan, K-O-G-A-N. Period paragraph. I had prescribed her Butrin patch and they have been approved. She was directed in instructions how to use Butrin patch. Period. Physical therapy is not approved. And she'll see me on a PRN basis. She continues to be temporary total disabled. Further evaluation with Dr. Diwan, correction. Yeah, Dr. Diwan and Dr. Diwan and Dr. Kogan, K-O-G-A-N. Next one, first name Ronald, last name Nagel, N-A-G-L-E. Brief note again, he's seen for follow-up, his MRI in the top of the right leg was done, findings were explained, there's nothing impressive. He was explained that the pain cementing could be a soft tissue or a patellofemoral syndrome or tendinosis or coming from the back. But at this stage, except for symptomatic care with a form of medication, exercise program, and bracing, nothing else is needed or should be performed. He understands it well. Other care to continue. Period. Next one, first name William, last name Elliot, E-L-L-I-O-T, date of accident 42112, WCB case number G0337828. Subjective right shoulder pain, difficulty performing many of the maneuvers, crepitus, impairment in ADL. Severe fracture at C4, correction various C4s. MRI of the right knee report 526-11 showing radial tear of the posterior horn and body of the middle meniscus and the small peripheral tear near meniscocapsular junction at the posterior middle aspect and subchondral edema at the periphery of the middle tibial plateau due to impaction injury. No evidence of
They don't call it Monday, they call it Sunday tomorrow, even in Colombia. Okay?
That's
so, this is my test, not me. She has to go to Manhattan for she will wake up. She'll text you before she goes to sleep at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Good. All right? Put the alarm on. That's what the phone has alarm
for.
Sure. You just be here at 8:45. Adios. Bye-bye. MRI was performed at Wenger Pasiri, ZWANGER-PESIRI. Date of MRI 526-11. There was also superficial chondral defect in the patella and chronic osteochondral lesion of the middle inferior tubercle. Operative report, sorry about that, 6-23-11, showing that the surgery was right knee arthroscopy with middle meniscectomy. Surgery was done by Dr. Mellon, M-A-L-L-E-N. Objective, right knee.
Nobody? Okay.